ballot measure allowing alcohol sales in the Utah city of Hyde Park passed Tuesday with 64% of the vote. That opens the door for the city's only convenience store to sell beer with a 3.2% alcohol content. Residents will still have to drive about 5 miles to get alcohol and heavier beer in Logan at the nearest state-run liquor store. Hyde Park was among a handful of dry cities left in the state. The proposal divided the conservative, mostly Mormon town, with some city council members arguing that the town should not allow the sale of any, quote, mind-altering substances. Backers said lifting the ban wouldn't corrupt the city's children and would bring in more sales tax revenue. The idea of lifting the ban in Hyde Park wasn't new, having been discussed but discarded several times in the past. It came up again late last year when the Maverick convenience store asked the council to consider lifting the ban. After much discussion, the council voted 3-2 to lift it. A group of Hyde Park residents stepped in, gathering the 500 signatures needed to send the issue to a vote. Mark Hurd, one of the councilmen who opposed lifting the ban, said that the minuscule increase in sales tax revenue would be outweighed by the detrimental impacts on the members of the community. Councilmember Carol Johnson argued that lifting the ban would bring more sales tax revenue and possibly lure a grocery store in the future. It's estimated that there are only about 5 or 6 dry towns left in Utah. That's down from about 12 20 years ago. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.